afternoon, and welcome everybody to Osakis, Minnesota. An afternoon baseball tilt here as Piers and Osakis get set to square off. And then Piers will play this game and go down to Farming and take on the Albany Huskies. Both these teams played yesterday, so I know it's 5 days after Mother's Day, but I would guess the moms were up late last night washing uniforms as both these teams played. Piers played two, a 10-inning affair down in Maple Lake, winning 7-5, and they came back and won 5-4 in the nightcap to sweep the Irish and improve to 14-1. A 7-2 Osakis victory over Royalton. And the Silver Streaks in black jerseys, white pants, red bill cap, white front. We are ready to go. And here is Reese Kapsner to lead it off. And first pitch of the day is high for ball one. Reese Kapsner, Jack Suska, and Luke Gertz. Top three in the order again today. Fastball misses high, 2-0. This is Hunter Infinger, the starting pitcher, and he got one in for a strike. 2 balls and a strike to Reese Kapsner. Infinger ready, and the pitch. Curveball came in, and 3-1 inside to Reese Kapsner. Logan Hartshorn doing the catching for the Silver Streaks. Here's the 3-1 fastball. Ground ball left side of the infield. Reese down the line. Low throw. Picked nicely at first. Luke Stallo with the glove work to start the ball game on a throw from Carter Ross. And there's one away. Brings up Jack Suska, the shortstop, left-handed hitter. Breezy day here in Osakis as Infinger stands atop the hill and he throws a big curveball across for a strike. So Luke Stallo at first, Carter Rost at second, Luke Imdick at short. It was Imdick that made the throw, not Rost. Low, 1-1. Over third base is Mason Moore. Isaac Fremming is in left. Bauer Klimek in center. Waylon Munzhuber in right. Strike called. 1-2 to Jack Suska. Donnie Peschel calling balls and strikes. Daryl O.J. on the bases. Chased a high breaking ball. Middle infield pop up. Infinger calling for it behind the mound as the wind keeps it near the mound. And the pitcher has it. Two away. Here's the center fielder, Luke Gertz. Brandon Stuckmeyer will get the start here today for Piers. As Infinger is ready and got a really good breaking ball early on, and his 0-1 is into Luke. Six straight wins for Osakis, including yesterday's win over Royalton. They are 9-0, leading the Prairie. Swing and a miss to Luke. A 13-2 overall record. So you got 13-2 Osakis, 14-1 Piers, head-to-head here. Two outs, base is empty, and here's the pitch to Luke Gertz. Came in at the belt. 1-2. Austin Dickman is on deck. Peter Schomer, Cody Kimmon, Derek Schomer, Preston Vyth, Isaac Oddy. The nine-man lineup for Coach Sayre today. First base dug outside for the Pioneers. Luke swats one back and keeps his at-bat alive. And the count remains 1-2 to Luke Gertz, the senior center fielder. They play deep in the outfield with Bauer Klimek shaded to left center. Swing and a miss. Infinger fans Gertz, inning over. Good start for the Osakis right-hander. Ground ball, pop up, and strikeout. And the Pioneers go out 1-2-3. And Brandon Stuckmeyer comes out to begin his day of work on the mound. It's Piers nothing, Osakis coming to bat.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Amaya Rushlow, member of the softball team. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take this time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Back at Osakis, scoreless after a half an inning, as Brandon Stuckmeyer warms up with Reese Kapsner. Preston Weiss at first, Cody Kimmon at second base. And on the left side, you've got Jack Suska at short, Austin Dickman playing third. Peter Schomer is in left. The center fielder is Luke Gertz and Isaac Oddy in right. And to the plate for Osakis, their second baseman, Carter Rost. So here is Brandon Stuckmeyer, the right-hander, and his first pitch. Good fastball right there for a strike. Hunter Infinger and then Luke Imdek do up here for Osakis. Black jerseys, white pants, highlighted in red. Little bit left high, 1-1 now to Carter Ross. Leadoff hitting second baseman from the right side for Osakis. Dickman up at third. Here's the 1-1 fastball. Foul back. 1-2. Two-strike fastball. Low. Blocked in the dirt there by Reese. Takes the count to 2-2. And he missed high. Full count now. 3-2 to Ross leading off the first. No score. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout. Starts the ball game for Brandon Stuckmeyer. One away for the Osakis pitcher, Hunter Infinger. So one away for Stuckmeyer, and Brandon goes to work on his counterpart. Starts him with a high breaking ball for ball one. Luke Imdek, the shortstop, on deck. Osakis on the third base side here. Pierce on the first base side. Wind blowing in from left, it feels like. There's a ground ball left side. Jack will have to hurry. Long throw. He is not going to get him. That'll be an infield hit for Hunter Infinger. Ball got by Veith. Kapsner backing it up. No advancement for the runner. As Infinger reaches to the hole to the shortstop side. So a base runner for Osakis brings up their shortstop, Luke Imdek. One on, one out. Kimmon will cheat up the middle at second. And Brandon puts one inside, ball one. Here's the 1-0, down low. Two balls, no strikes. Donnie Peschel behind the plate. Daryl O.J. out on the bases. Former Sox Center basketball coach, former Melrose basketball coach. Strike. 2-1. Strikeout and an infield hit here for the Silver Streaks. Nub to first. Veith will touch first. They'll have to tag the runner. Oh, and it's off target into left. I'm not sure if Jack had his vision obscured by the oncoming runner. It didn't look like he ever got glove on the ball as it went into left. So Imdick is recorded out at first on a three on assisted play. And Infinger up to second. They would have had to apply the tag. There was no force once Weiss touched the bag. So now here's Logan Hartshorn, the cleanup hitting catcher from the right side. And Stuckmeyer burns a fastball in to start the at-bat to Hartshorn. Brandon, one look back. Here comes Suska in, and the ball is thrown into center, but Imdek will not advance. Excuse me, Infinger. As the quick wheel by Brandon Stuckmeyer and had Suska coming over, and the throw was just to the shortstop side, and Jack couldn't reach back for it, and Gertz was there to quickly get it back in. So Hartshorn with a one-strike count. Brandon missed high. 1-1. Luke Stallo on deck. Runner out there for the Silver Streaks with two down. Stuckmeyer comes home. Fastball, swing and a miss with some late movement on that one. 1-2. That ball really tailed as it approached home. Infinger stretches his lead out there. Make sure no infielder's coming in behind him. And the two-strike pitch. Knocked foul to right. Still in there at 1-2 is Logan Hartshorn. And the big breaking ball swung on and missed. Big curveball by Stuckmeyer came in right about hand high, and Hartshorn is out on strikes, and the Silver Streaks are done. They get an infield hit. They leave that runner at second, and we've played an inning here in Osakis this afternoon. Piers and the Silver Streaks are scoreless.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Scoreless first inning so far as a couple of zeros hung up. One by Hunter Infinger of Osakis and one by Brandon Stuckmeyer of Piers. So Infinger ready to go to work now against Dickman, Schomer, and Kimmon. Hunter Infinger has one strikeout. And the throw down will go to second now, and we'll get ready to go in inning two in Osakis. So here's Austin Dickman, who had a big night in the doubleheader last night. Winning pitcher in game two, couple of hits in both games. The senior third baseman to face Infinger. Right fielder had to take care of something out there in right. Not sure what it was, but now he gets back in position. Waylon Munshuber out there in right. And we're underway in the second. And it's low. Ball one to Dickman. Wind blowing in from left here. Beautiful day, though. Lots of bright sunshine and pretty mild. And a strike is across at the belt to Dickman, the cleanup hitting third baseman. Leading off the second. Foley beat Cathedral last night. That was a big one in the section. Ground ball towards short. Big hop for Imdick. In time for the out. Dickman grounds out short to first. One away for left fielder Peter Schomer. Albany was a winner last night. We'll see them tonight. We'll see the number 5 QRF team and the number 4 QRF team in 6AA today. Show a bunt, and it's a strike as Peter takes the bunt back. This is the 5 seed, the 5th-ranked QRF team, Osakis. Albany is 4, Piers is 3. Up high and away, Foley jumped ahead of Cathedral this morning when they recalculated. So Foley is 1, Cathedral 2 right now. As the 1-1 set and flip foul, 1-2. Infinger, pretty lively fastball when he brings it. Looks like he's a very good breaking ball, but that fastball also gets on you in a hurry. Ahead to Schomer. There's that fastball, and he's late on the swing, and that's going to get pushed out, I believe. The wind will carry it. Yes, it does, past the fence line. Foley is playing at home this afternoon against Royalton. Piers has to play Foley yet. They'll do that Monday. Grounded foul into the Silver Streak dugout. And it's still 1-2 to junior Peter Schomer. Pioneers looking for a runner here against Hunter Infinger. And the 2-strike pitch is on the way. Breaking ball, that's hit to right, and it'll fall in. Opposite field single to right by Peter Schomer as he dumps it in front of Waylon Munzhuber out there in right, and that'll bring up Cody Kimmon. Cody got the save last night in the nightcap. Had the game-winning hit in the 10th inning. One of his 3 hits in game one, including the 2-out, 2-run single that was the winning margin in the 7-5 win over defending state champion Maple Lake last night. Runner flinched at going and stays where he's at. That's Peter Schomer as Kimmon watches it inside, 1-0. So a hit apiece now here. As Schomer goes to right, creeping up at third. Here's the pitch. Schomer's running. Pitch is low. No throw. Hartshorn couldn't find the handle. And Peters into second with a stolen base. And it's a 2-0 count to junior second baseman Cody Kimmon. Here comes the delivery. Curveball, and Cody watches it in on the corner for a strike. 2-1 now. Kimmon now with 13 RBIs on the season, carrying a .389 average. Here's the 2-1 fastball. Got the inside corner. 2-2 to Cody Kimmon. Derek Schomer on deck. Peter Schomer's at second. Base hit to right and a steal. And it's 2-2 to Kimmon. Breaking ball fought off, that'll drift out. 2-2. I'd like to have the roofing contract on that facility. A lot of dents on foul balls, I bet, over there on the shingles. Here's the 2-2 pitch again. Fastball, Cody laces it to right center. That'll be down. Schomer's being sent around third. Cody Kimmon makes it 1-0. 14th RBI of the year for Cody, and it's a 1-0 start for Piers here in the second. And now the designated hitter, Derek Schomer. So the Pioneers get the stolen base into the equation here, and it pays off on the run scoring hit by Kim into center. Sharply hit, dropping it right in front of Bauer Klimek out there, the Silver Streak center fielder. Derek now at the plate. He's DHing for the pitcher, Brandon Stuckmeyer. And came in and fisted it back to the screen, 0-1. So back-to-back hits here after the leadoff ground ball out, and the Pioneers are on the board in Osakis. A lot of red and black out there today. Kimmon with a short lead. Here's the one strike breaking ball, and it's a dandy in for a strike. 0-2. Maybe the best breaking ball we've seen this year from a pitcher. It's got a big break, and it's got a late break. 0-2. Cody draws the throw. Cody is 5-for-5 on stolen bases this year. You wouldn't think he'd be a real threat to go, but he's got a pretty good read. And he doesn't take a big lead. He's got pretty long strides. There's one just tapped off the plate, and it'll come back up over the shoulder of the catcher, Hartshorn, to the screen, where Preston Vyth will pick it up. Single by Peter Schomer. Peter steals second. Brought in on a single to center by Cody Kimmon, and the Pioneers are up 1-0 here in the second in Osakis. 0-2 to Derek Schomer. Here's the senior right-hander taking one high, 1-2. Derek's last Friday of school. He graduates next Friday night. One and two. Breaking ball, and that one's tapped towards first. One play. Pitcher will field and throw to first in time. On the play, Kimmon moves to second on a 1-3 grounder. So Derek did move the runner up and give Preston Vyth a chance to bring in a run. He's a left-handed hitting first baseman now to bat, Preston Vyth. Preston made several nice plays. He had four walks last night, three in the first game, I know for sure. Hitting .292. He's driven in four this year. Had one of the really big fielding plays last night, too. Extra innings, I think I want to say the ninth inning. Kid from Maple Lake beat out a hit but rounded first and then fell down, and Preston able to field a low throw and put the tag on. It was a huge out that game. He takes one low and takes another one low, and it's a 2-0 count. Isaac Oddie on deck. And you want to talk about guys that make big plays last night. Pioneers had all kinds of heroes last night. They got to find one today, though. Right now, the leading role is filled by Cody Kimmon with an RBI single. That one is outside, I believe. Kimmon at second, two outs. Vyth at the plate, in-finger pitch. He got a strike right on the outside corner. Three balls, one strike to Preston Vyth. He tripled Tuesday in Painesville. Strike two on the corner. It's been a busy week for both of these teams. Piers winning in Painesville Tuesday, winning twice last night in Maple Lake. Payoff pitch to Vyth. Curveball missed wide, and another walk to Preston. First and second, and here's Isaac Oddie, the right fielder. Last night, key situation. Oddie tried to put down a bunt a couple of times, fouled him off, so on the two-strike pitch, swung away, and he laced one to left for a hit. Made two big plays in right field late in the game. First pitch fastball right at the knees. Top of the order, and Reese Kapsner is on deck. Osakis beat St. John's Prep Tuesday 7-0. Beat Royalton 7-2 last night. They've won six in a row. They're 13-2 overall, and they're in first place in the Prairie Conference. Roll to third. This is going to be a tough play. Oddie down the line. Low throw off target. That's going to score Kimmon. It goes to the fence. Vyth is going to be held up. 2-0 Pioneers as Ottie hit a slow roller towards third. And Mason Moore, the Osakas third baseman, made a tumbling throw. And it was low and outside of first, and no chance for Silver Streak first baseman Stallo to pick it. And it went to the fence, getting Kimmen home, moving Vice to third, Oddie to second, and the top of the order now, Reese Kapsner with two runners out there. Reese got locked up on that sharp breaking ball, took it for a strike. He grounded out to short to lead off the ball game. And the pitch. Reese grounds it left side. Moore, nice glove that time. On target. Nice play. Little redemption there for Moore. That one I thought it might sneak through to the left of Moore, but he gloved it and throws him out. Pioneers get two runs, though, and they use three hits. There was an error. Pioneers strand two. So Brandon Stuckmeyer will go to work now in the bottom of the second. He'll face 5, 6, and 7. Stallo, Moore, and Fremming with a 2-0 lead.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Piers Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Along with the Shalo Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square. You gonna kiss me all night. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at piersfreedomfest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, welcome back here to Osakis, where Brandon Stuckmeyer will face the first baseman, Luke Stallo, leading things off for the Silver Streaks. It's now 2-0. Brandon Stuckmeyer making his third appearance on the mound. He's got a record of 1-0. He's only pitched 6 innings this year, but he has piled up 11 strikeouts in those 6 innings, only allowing 2 hits. And here is left-handed hitting first baseman Luke Stallo to start the home half of the second for Osakis. And first pitch is just outside. Ball one to Stallo with Moore and Fremming to follow. And the pitch popped up. Kapsner coming back. And it's out. I never saw it. 1-1. There were some pop-ups once we got into that seventh inning last night. There were some really tough balls hit by Maple Lake that got up above the light towers. There's one fouled back, and that got a piece of Donnie Peschel, our umpire's mask. 1-2 now to Stallo. Noah Sakala made a great catch on one behind the plate. Peter Schomer at second ended the game on a ball that got hit up above the lights. The 1-2 pitch. Brandon misses up and away, 2-2. Reese Kapsner out in left field had the battle one that was high up there. 2-2 to Stallo. Low, full count. One hit so far, an infield hit by Hunter Infinger in the first inning. He was stranded at second against Brandon. I had Brandon for 17 pitches in the first. Here comes the payoff here to Stallo. Fastball. Belted to right. Oddie. Looks like he's got a beat on it, though, and he does in front of the fence. Oddie with the catch in deep right, and Stallo just missed one. One away on a long out. And that'll bring up Osakis third baseman Mason Moore right out by the scoreboard in right center field. And Isaac Oddie, what a catch.
Yeah.
Breaking ball sharply, but off the plate, ball one. Mason Moore, right-handed hitting third baseman, batting sixth. And Stuckmeyer back to work. Fastball grounded out towards Veith. He'll go off the bag, wheel and throw to Stuckmeyer, and it's off target. Preston probably would have been better off to let Cody take that one, as Preston was belly first on the infield and had to wheel around and an infield hit for Moore. Their second infield hit off Stuckmeyer puts a man on for left fielder Isaac Frumming. And the pitch offered at and sent towards right. That'll curl out of play up against the fence there. Long run by Adi as it short hopped a wall out there. 0-1. On deck will be Waylon Munshuber. Three outfielders bat in the bottom of the lineup here. This is the left fielder, right fielder on deck, then the center fielder. Moore at first, held by Veith. Here comes the one strike curveball, and it got him. Hit him in the elbow. He'll head to first. Two on for Osakis now. Got away from Brandon. And here's Waylon Munshuber, the right fielder. Two on, one out for the Silver Streaks. Dickman plays even with the bag off the line over at third. Up the middle, you've got Kimmon near the bag. Here's the pitch from Stuckmeyer, and it misses low with a fastball off the plate as well. Pierce 2, Osakis nothing in the second, but Osakis putting something together here on an infield hit and a hit by pitch. Well outside again, and it's 2-0 to the eight hitter, Munshuber. On deck, Bauer Klimek. Veith will play behind the runner, Froming at first. Here's the 2-0 fastball in, throw down to second, and back is the runner as Reese let one fly. 2-1 now, that pitch was a called strike to the batter. Couple of infield hits off Brandon, and he's allowed a runner on a hit by pitch. Three base runners, two of them this inning. As he looks into Reese Kapsner for the sign, and here's Brandon's pitch. High pop up, infield fly. There's the call, and it'll be Kimmon right behind second on the edge of the grass. Infield fly rule called. Catch made by Kimmon for the second out. And with two outs, here's Osakis center fielder, Bauer Klimek. Playing center field and batting ninth from the right side, wearing number 7, Bauer Klimek. Slightly open stance as he steadies the bat to face Brandon Stuckmeyer. And he grounds one in the left, base hit. Schomer up with the ball quickly, fires it back in, and Klimek drilled that one cleanly in the left to load the bases for Carter Rost. So Moore moves up to third, Froming to second, Klimek to first. And they are loaded up with two outs for the top of the order. Carter Rost, who went down on strikes in the first. And Stuckmeyer in a big situation. Got her to pop it up towards right. Looks like Adi coming over, and he hauls it in. Isaac Adi had to keep going with the wind as that ball kept pushing away, and Adi kept tracking and finally made the catch as he crossed into foul territory. And Osakis loads the bases but fails to score. No runs, two hits, three left, and after two in Osakis, Pioneers lead the Silver Streaks 2-0. With Suska, Gertz, and Dickman due up.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Pierce and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Jack Siska leading things off here in the third, a 1-2 count here against righty Hunter Infinger. Pierce 2, Osakis nothing in the third. Here's the pitch from the righty. High, 2-2. Jack popped to the pitcher in the first inning. Pierce got two in the second. Osakis left the bases full in their half the second. That one got away from him, up well high. Full count now to Jack Siska, leading things off in inning three. And the righty gets ready to deal the payoff. Fastball, swing and a miss, he got him. Infinger throws a fastball by Jack Siska to start the third. His second strikeout. And it'll bring up Luke Gertz, who went down on strikes, ending the first inning. So the leadoff out here, and the pitch. Luke fought it off right off the hands and knocked it back, 0-1. Third straight inning that Infinger has gotten the leadoff batter. A couple of ground balls and then a strikeout. As Dickman puts it in his back pocket, he'll bring it to the plate on deck. Ooh, waved that one off the plate there. Luke is behind in the count, 0-2. Coach Jablewski at first and Coach Sayre at third. Little bit high with a breaking ball as Infinger's right around the strike zone. 1-2 to Luke Gertz, the senior center fielder. We're in the third here in Osakis. Hunter Infinger deals the two-strike delivery. Curveball, one hop to short. Long throw, low throw, and another pick by Stallo. What a job he's doing over there. Index throw, one hop, the first baseman, but the second time today that Luke Stallo has saved a teammate. Two up, two down for Austin Dickman. They'll play him to pull out in center. And Austin knocks it foul straight back, 0-1. Austin grounded to short, leading off the second inning. Bauer Klimek, about 20 feet to the left of second out in center field. Here's the one strike pitch. That one is in the dirt. 1-1 now to Dickman. Peter Schomer would hit next. Pierce 2, Osakis nothing, two outs, bases empty, third inning. First of two for the Pioneers today. High. We head down to Farming, Minnesota to face Albany tonight. One of the two losses for Osakis is to that Albany team, the other to Foley. Here's the pitch. Big curveball in for a strike, and that's a beauty. 2-2 now to Austin Dickman. Two and two, here's Infinger's delivery. Tries it again, but that time couldn't quite locate it as well. Missed high, 3-2. Payoff pitch to Austin Dickman. RBI double last night among his hits. Swings through a fastball, and Infinger retires Pierce in order with a couple of strikeouts. Three up, three down. We expected a good game. We're getting one. It's Piers 2, Osakis nothing, going to the bottom of the third with 2-3-4 due up for the Silver Streaks, starting with their pitcher, the young man we just saw with the strikeout, Hunter Infinger, will lead it off.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
Mark your calendars for this Saturday, May 18th, to come out to Design Electronics Radio Shack for Traeger Day. Hi, this is Sarah. Join me from 11 to 4 as I demo the all-new Traeger Pro 780 Wi-Fi grill. Enjoy a free meal on us as I'll be grilling burgers, brats, and hot dogs. With this one-day sale, save 20% on all in-stock Traeger accessories. Plus, when you buy a new Traeger Grill Pro Series from us, we will assemble and deliver it for free. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack for Traeger Day this Saturday from 11 to 4, and let me show you the wood-fired taste from a Traeger.
So here we go with the bottom of the third. Piers 2, Osakis nothing, and Brandon Stuckmeyer will face the Osakis pitcher, number two hitter, Hunter Infinger, who singled on the infield to deep short his first time up. And Brandon gets his breaking ball across for a strike, 0-1. Three hits for Osakis, two last inning when they left the bases full, and the 0-1 pitch. Low and in the dirt, blocked by Kapsner. Both runs for Piers in the second. A Kimmon single and a throwing error. 1-1 pitch. Up the middle, slowly hit. Fielded by Suska, thrown on to first and got him. Infinger grounds out to shortstop Jack Suska to start the third. And it brings up shortstop Luke Imdick. A ground out to the first baseman, Preston Weiss, his first time up. That was the play where Preston touched first through to second. They didn't get an out at second. Soft line drive into right field, over the head of Kimmon. Just got it high enough, and Cody couldn't climb the ladder. So Imdick on the first pitch sends one out to right field for a base hit. And that'll bring up the catcher, Logan Hartshorn. Hit number four for the Silver Streaks off Brandon. As Stuckmeyer peers in. And the right-hander delivers. Bullet shot out to short. Suska to Kimmon to Weiss for two. What a play by the middle infield. A nice backhanded stab and quick release. Perfect relay from Kimmon to Weiss. And they turn the two to end the inning. No runs, a hit. Nobody left. The minimum three come to the plate with that double play. And after three, Pioneers maintain their 2-0 lead here in Osakis.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
The top of the fourth inning, both pitchers going through the third, facing the minimum three batters. Pioneers get the benefit of a nifty double play. Infinger went 1-2-3 in his third. So we go to the fourth, and Peter Schomer slated to lead it off. Again, this is a 13-2 Osakis team. They lost 6-4 to Foley back on April 22nd, 3-2 a week later to Albany. And now Peter Schomer, who singled to right, stole second, and scored the game's first run on a Kimmen hit back in the second. And Infinger skips one to home for ball one. I got Hunter Infinger for 57 pitches now. Three strikeouts, one walk, two runs on three hits. Schomer's got one, Kimmen one. High, 2-0. And I gave Isaac Oddie a base hit on that little chopper to third and the error on the throw. 2-0 to Schomer. Fastball burns in on the inside corner. 2-1 to Peter. Peter got a no decision last night. Started game one of the 10-inning game. Went 7 innings. Waves at a breaking ball, and it's 2-2 to number two, Peter Schomer. Outfield plays him straight away. Schomer will try and start something here in the visiting fourth. Infinger missed inside. Full count. Pierce got their two runs in the second, and that put Infinger at a 27-pitch inning that elevated his pitch count. Been good in the first and third. There's a little tapper out towards second. Rost waits on it, up with it, and the strong arm second baseman flips over to first to retire Peter. One away. Brings up second baseman Cody Kimmen. Bases empty, one out. Kimmen with the single up the middle to center to drive in Schomer with the game's first run in the second. Popped up. Shortstop calling for it. Imdick right at the edge of the grass. Pats the glove, makes the catch. 2 outs. And now Derek Schomer to hit with bases empty. 2 down. Derek hit back to the pitcher back in the second. Little squibbler up the first base line. Two quick outs here for Hunter Infinger. And he bends one low, ball one. Six in a row set down by the Osakis right-hander. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fought off, 1-1. Infinger, for my listeners in the Piers area, would say he's about Isaac Oddie size. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Derek Schomer. High. Derek leans back as it came up and in. 2-1. Batting for Stuckmeyer. This is the DH here. A role that Derek has really performed well in this year. 2-1 pitch. Grounded to first. Stallo down on it. Waves off the pitcher, and it's 3-up, 3-down. Pioneers go in order in their half of the fourth. It'll be Stallo to lead off the home half of the fourth. Pierce 2, Osakis nothing.
This is George Weber, superintendent for Pierce Schools. We will be honoring our class of 2019 on Friday night, May 24th, with graduation ceremonies starting at 7 p.m. in the MAC. Congratulations to all of our students on a very successful year. Congratulations and thank you to our seniors who have provided terrific leadership in all areas, led our teams, our music programs, our test scores, and our classrooms toward amazing accomplishments. We are very thankful for the support of parents, grandparents, and all the important caregivers and role models in our communities who nurture and develop our youth and partner with our teachers and our coaches to give these seniors the best preparation and work ethic values that lead to adult success. Thank you.
Leading things off in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Osakis Silver Streaks. First baseman Luke Stallo Hit one hard and deep to right, but in the ballpark as Adi caught it out in front of the fence out there to lead off the second. So 0 for 1 for Luke Stallo with Stuckmeyer starting him, and it's lifted in the air, shallow center, tough play. Gertz coming on, it'll fall. Stallo, first pitch single to center. With the wind, you can afford to cheat in a little bit from the outfield, and that one just dropped in front of Luke Gertz for a leadoff hit. That's the fifth hit for Osakis, and it brings up their third baseman, Mason Moore, infield single to the right side in the second inning. Shows bunt, and it's delivered low. Good stop by Reese Kapsner. One ball, no strikes. Pioneers with a 2-0 lead in Osakis today. And the pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. Reese will throw to first. Runner's back. 1-1. One ball, one strike to Moore, the third baseman, batting from the right side. Brandon keeps an eye on Stallo, throws a fastball right on the edge at the knees. 1-2. Stuckmeyer looks into Kapsner. Tapper in front of home. Reese fields it foul. Foul ball just up the first baseline, about 4 feet. Probably the only play they had was to first. Section 6AA softball seedings released today. Piers the 2 seed. They'll open up at home against 15th seeded Melrose Monday afternoon. The Osakis softball team is seeded 10th. They'll go to 7th seed Sox Center. There's one slashed foul up against the fence down the first baseline. Still 2 strikes to Moore. If Piers beats Melrose, they'll play the winner of Osakis Sox Center. That game would be Tuesday, and it would be in Alexandria. In the air to center, Gertz over and reaches up as he had to adjust on that ball. As that one tailed out to left or right center field, but Luke makes the catch. Moore is out number one with Stallo staying at first. And now it's the left fielder, Isaac Froming. Hit by a pitch in the second. Right-handed hitter from the right side, left fielder, I should say. Upstairs, there's a throw back to first. Sweep tag by Weiss. And Stallo back in with the hand first slide. 1-0 to Isaac Froming. Stallo with a decent-sized lead over there. Stuckmeyer ready, and the pitch home. Belted to right center. That's not going to be caught, or will it tail back to Adi? It will tail back. Wow, did that one curve. That was a shot to right, and it all of a sudden took a right turn right into the glove of Isaac Adi. Froming crushed that ball. It almost fooled Stallo, too. He was about three-quarters of the way to second, thinking it was going to get the gap. There goes the runner. Kapsner's throw is off target. Hit the runner. Stallo hit by the throw, and he's shaken up as he takes the helmet off. Time called by base ump Darryl O.J. It'll be a stolen base for Luke Stallo. Kapsner's throw. Got a piece of the runner. Not sure where, but he's standing up. Luke's standing, and coach is out there. Trainer coming out. Mr. O.J. is out there. Not sure what the pitch was called. In all the years, I still, once a steal starts to happen, I just totally ignore what the pitch is. They're checking on Luke to make sure he's clear-headed out there. So he might have got hit right in the helmet on the throw. Make sure that the pupils are right and He singled, and then two flyouts to the outfield, and he steals a base. So the batter is Waylon Muntuber, who popped a second on an infield fly rule. They're going to say that Stallo's okay to continue. That's good news. So we'll see if that was a ball or a strike. One ball, the count. 1-0, Piers up 2-0 here. As Stuckmeyer checks the runner, throws a changeup, swung on and missed. Good pitch. Munshuber now with a 1-1 count. Bauer Klimek is on deck. Here comes a long look to second and a fastball chopped foul of third. 1-2. Waylon Munshuber. He's the right fielder. Luke is playing a couple of steps shaded towards right center, but almost straight away. And Stuckmeyer's two-strike pitch way outside. Didn't get him to chase. It's 2-2. Kimmon is playing a step up the middle at second base as Stuckmeyer looks in, okays the sign. And Brandon throws a big curveball that missed well high. Now it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes the count with a runner at second and two outs in the fourth. Fastball lifted foul and back and out of play. As I watch the track of the ball, I notice some grayer clouds starting to come in from the west. There's rain forecast tonight. Hopefully we'll get that Albany game in. Stallo leads at second. 3-2 pitch, pickoff to second comes, and it was Kimmon coming over to cover the bag that time, and Stallo's back in. Piers gets two in the second, and that's been it so far. Osakis' best scoring chance. They left the bases loaded in the bottom of the second inning against Stuckmeyer. 3-2 offering, fastball popped up and out. Straight back that time. That was up around the shoulders, and Munshuber might have chased ball four there. So we look east. You can see the Osakis school. We're about three blocks from there. Payoff again. Fastball popped up, playable, left side. And in foul territory, it's Stuckmeyer taking charge. Brandon says, let the young guys do it. He calls off the two seniors and says, I got it. And Stuckmeyer wins the battle and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, one left, four complete. Piers still up 2-0 in Osakis.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Piers Pioneers.
Top of the fifth inning, we'll start with the first baseman, Preston Vyth, against Hunter Infinger, 8-9-1 in a 2-0 Piers lead over Osakis. A walk, first time up for Preston, and Infinger puts it outside, ball one. 68 pitches now for the right-hander from Osakis. Three strikeouts, a walk. He's retired the last seven Pioneer hitters. Fastball on the corner for a strike. 1-1. Wind feels like it's picked up as well. Still blowing in, but a little stiffer breeze now. The 1-1 pitch to the lefty, Veith. Fastball slashed over the head of Danny Sayre down into the left field corner. Foul. 1-2. Late on the swing, though, as Infinger fools you. I think it's his size is, you'd think that he doesn't throw as hard as he does, but ball gets on you in a hurry. Grounded weakly in front of home. Infinger will field step and throw to get Preston Heasley. One away on a tapper about 40 feet in front of home, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Isaac Oddie. Looks like Cody Kimmon is starting to loosen in the pen. Cody closed last night's game, inning in a third. Came in with two outs in the sixth when Austin Dickman hit the pitch limit. As Oddie with an infield hit, his first time up. Inside corners, in for a strike, 0-1. Pierce 2, Osakis nothing. One quick out here in the fifth inning. Top of the order and Reese Kapsner on deck. Here's Infinger's 0-1. 0-2, a foul tip there by Isaac Oddie. That Jonah or Jared Prokop warming him up down there. 0-2 to right fielder Oddie. Inside, 1-2. Nice big parking lot here at Osakis. Football field is out beyond the left field fence. Here's the pitch again, breaking ball, and Isaac just extended the arms and made contact, flips it over the Pierce dugout on the first base side, and he'll have another chance. It's a one ball, two strike situation here with one out in the fifth. Pierce up 2-0 in Osakis. And the delivery by Infinger is lifted in the air to right. Who wants it? Munshuber comes over, makes the catch. About 15 feet fair inside the line in right for out number two. And that turns the order over to catcher Reese Kapsner. Reese has grounded a short and a third in this one. As Infinger now begins his third trip through the Pioneer lineup. Reese delivers that one. Foul and almost hit Wendy over there. 0-1. Breaking ball down low. Reese recognized and let it break down low in the dirt. One ball, one strike to Reese. Senior, he'll also graduate Friday, as will Jack on deck. And then Luke, he'll graduate. Austin Dickman, senior. Derek's a senior. A little bit low. 2-1 to Reese Kapsner. Jared Prokot, Charles Picard. Seniors off the bench. Austin Redunds. 2-1 pitch to Reese. Fisted foul past third. 2-2 now to Kapsner. Last man to reach for the Pioneers was Isaac Oddie on his little chopper to third that was thrown away at first. That was with two outs in the second. Since then, nine in a row retired by the right-hander Hunter Infinger. It's a 2-2 count now to Reese Kapsner, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball, and Reese just made contact with the very end of the bat. Flipped it straight back. Still 2-2. Got Infinger just a little over 80 pitches now. Breaking ball, got him on the inside corner with that really good breaking ball. Infinger rolling, 10 in a row set down, but he trails in the ball game. It's Pierce 2, Osakis nothing. Silver Streaks in the bottom of the fifth have 9-1-2 due up starting with their center fielder, Bauer Klimek.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Nice pace to the ball game. It's 2-0 Piers. We go to the bottom of the fifth here in Osakis today. And Brandon Stuckmeyer is set to face 9-1-2 in the Silver Streaks order. Starting with Bauer Klimek, who hit the first pitch he saw into left field for a base hit. Five hits for the Silver Streaks, only three for Piers. Klimek has one of the hits. He'll lead it off against Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon whistles one high, ball one. 55 pitches now for Brandon. Two strikeouts, a hit batter, no walks. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Osakis had the bases loaded with two outs. And a fly to right ended that threat. Popped up right to the mound. Stuckmeyer retreats, calls for it. Right side of the mound has it. One away. Klimek pops to the pitcher. Brings up the second baseman, Carter Rost. A strikeout. And it was Ross that hit that ball that ended that bases loaded threat in the second as Oddie ran it down near the foul line out in front of the 317 sign down to right. So Stuckmeyer got the inside corner with his breaking ball across 0-1. Piers 2, Osakis nothing here in the fifth. Curveball again drops in. Brandon locating that pitch well. 0-2 to Carter Rost. He's been in this on this team for a long time. Really good player. Good pitcher. 0-2 pitch. Serve to right, twisting foul. Down the line as that one kept going and kept arcing to the right off the right-hand hitter's bat. Still 0-2 to Rost with the pitcher spot on deck. Piers got two in the second, and that's been it, as they've been shut down since. Stuckmeyer's 0-2 to Rost. Rolled foul up the third baseline towards the Silver Streaks dugout. Rost stays alive, getting on top of that pitch and topping it to the bat boy. Good hustle. Dickman plays one step up on the grass at third. Everybody else pretty normal depth. High fastball, not chasing was Ross as he drops the barrel to make sure he doesn't get one of those excuse me foul balls. 1-2 now. There's the curveball, lazy fly to left. Coming over is Schomer, and Peter has it for out number two. Two up, two down, and it's the pitcher, Hunter Infinger. Infield hit in the first. Ground out to Suska to lead off the third. So Brandon, who holds that glove right up under his chin as he looks in, and he gets that inside corner. That's right. He is just pounding that inner half of the plate with that breaking ball, not letting the hitters get those arms extended and drive it anywhere. 0-1 to the pitcher, Infinger. Same pitch, same location, same call, 0-2. Here comes the next pitch by the righty, just wide of the plate. Well, it was once a mostly blue sky at the start of the game has given way to darker clouds now as the two-strike breaking ball just missed off the edge. And it's even at 2-2 now. If Infinger reaches, Imdek is due up, the shortstop. Fastball high, full count. Patient at-bat going here for Osakis pitcher Hunter Infinger. Stuckmeyer doesn't waste a whole lot of time. He gets the ball back, and he's ready to go. Fights a fastball back to the screen. Still 3-2. Pioneers will play tonight in Farming, weather permitting, against Albany. Monday, they'll go to St. John's and play Foley. Little bit high, and Infinger takes a walk. Now Luke Imdek, the shortstop. Singled in the third, grounded out to first, back in the first. Piers will then host BBE on Tuesday for their final conference games ever in the CMC as they head to the Granite Ridge next year. High fly to right center, right at Luke Gertz. And he squeezes it for the out. Three outs in the air for Brandon Stuckmeyer. He works around the two-out walk, leaves that runner on base, and we head to the sixth. Piers still up 2-0 here in Osakis.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compere Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Embla Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Back to Osakis. Piers Pioneers lead the Osakis Silver Streaks 2-0. Pioneers have had a base runner in only one inning in this game. That was the second. They went 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the third, fourth, and fifth. But they scored two runs on three hits and a walk in the second, and that's the difference right now. Piers got their runs home. Osakis didn't. Osakis left the bases full in their half of the second. 2-0 is Jack Suska. We'll try and start something here against Infinger, who has really just shut down this Pioneer offense here. 10 in a row. And Jack takes a strike. Ten straight, retired by the Osakis righty. Jack has struck out and popped to the pitcher. In the air to center, playable. A couple of steps back, Klimek waits and has it. 11 in a row retired. And now center fielder Luke Gertz. Luke has struck out and bounced to the shortstop, 0-2. A lot of offers today. Pioneers only with three hits. Schomer in the second. Peter Stold and then Kimmon single to drive in the game's first run. And Adi had an infield scratch single to third later on in that inning. That's been it. Gertz awaits. And the pitch is inside. 1-0. I have Infinger for now 85 pitches, so he's doing all right. Here's the 1-0 fastball, tails inside corner, strike called. 1-1 to Luke with Austin Dickman on deck. Two runs, three hits for Piers, no runs, five hits for Osakis. A pitcher's duel here between Infinger and Stuckmeyer. Roll towards third, played there, across the diamond, on target, nice play. Moore with a nice hop, chest high, on target over to Stallo. And Luke is out, 5-3. Two down for third baseman Austin Dickman. Austin, a ground out on a strikeout today. Well, feels like the wind has died down a little bit. Dale Jansen was hoping for a tailwind to farming. There's a strike. 0-1 to the third baseman, Austin Dickman. Schomer on deck. Infinger goes into the windup. Austin chops it to Moore. He gobbles it up nicely and pegs him out. Mason Moore with a couple of nice plays at third. And Infinger rolls on. 13 in a row retired. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Pierce still up 2-0 with 4, 5, and 6 due up. Hartshorn, Stallo, and Moore.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at
Logan Hartshorn watches strike one break in from Brandon Stuckmeyer to start the bottom of the sixth. Piers up 2-0 here in Osakis. Hartshorn smoked it hard, but into a double play last time up. Outside, 1-1. A strikeout and that big double play ball in the third that went Suska to Kim and DeVith. 1-1 to the cleanup batter. Ground ball to first, knocked down and off of Vith. Preston could not keep it in front of him. And Hartshorn is aboard on an error. Well, Preston's been really good out there at first base with the glove, but that time it just skipped away from him into right. And that'll bring up first baseman Luke Stallo. And with a man on, the tying run. Stallo hit one deep to right in the second, singled, chopped up the middle. Kimmon bobbles, and no play! Kimmon with an error. Two on for Mason Moore. That was a double play ball right to the bag. Moore with an infield hit and a fly to center, and Osakis has the tying run on base here in the bottom of the sixth with nobody out. Dickman comes up at third. Vith also up at first. Pick off to second. Not nearly in time as Hartshorn back in. Couple of bad fielding plays here by the Pioneers. Moore awaits the pitch from Brandon Stuckmeyer. Shows bunt. Bunted in front of home. It'll be picked up by Brandon, thrown over to Kimmon, who's covering the bag. And it's a successful sacrifice to move the tying run to second. Moore got the bunt down. And there's one gone with Isaac Froming at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and flown to right. Second and third, one out, a base open here for Brandon Stuckmeyer. As Osakis threatening here. High fly left, setting up the tag. Underneath, Schomer's got the catch. Runner's coming home. Throw by Dickman on the cutoff, easily in time. Double play ends the inning. Woo! Woo! Schomer to Dickman to Kapsner. And the Silver Streaks are out in the sixth. Just like that, the threat is extinguished. Two errors don't hurt the Pioneers. They leave one. We go to the seventh. Still a 2-0 game.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
We go to the seventh inning, Pierce 2, Osakis nothing. Big play at the plate there to end the bottom of the sixth, a flyout, throwout, double play. Peter Schomer, who started that inning-ending double play with the catch in left, will lead off the top of the seventh against Hunter Infinger, who has pitched five perfect innings so far. The only problem is we've played six. It's that one that's hanging out there that's biting them right now. A two-run, three-hit second inning. That's been it because he's gotten everybody else out. The last 13 Pioneers have been retired by this young man. Schomer with a single and run in the second, a ground out to second base in the fourth. And here we go with the top of the seventh in Osakis. Pioneers would dearly love to add a run or two here. Bunted foul. Tried to drop one down and use his wheels to get to first, 0-1 to Schomer. Anything to try and break up this impressive string by Hunter Infinger. 0-1 to Peter Schomer. Breaking ball, jammed him, popped him up to second. Rost is back there and has it easily. One away. And now the second baseman, Cody Kimmon. He is single to drive in a run, scored a run, and popped to short. Carter Rost was able to retreat and camp under that one to get the out. And Kimmon gets locked up on that breaking ball. 0-1. I haven't seen many more impressive pitchers than this young man this year. The 0-1 to Cody. Changed it up. Rolled out to second. Rost on the ground will field and throw, and Kimmon is out number two. A pop to second, and now a ground out to second brings up Derek Schomer. That one had a lot of spin on it. Rost didn't let it get to the ground. He charged it. Well, if it hits that dirt, who knows what happens with that much spin. But Cody was out number two relatively easily. So here's the Infinger offering to Derek Schomer, and he moved him off the plate, ball one. Derek has hit back to Infinger and grounded out to first. And Infinger deals. Ground ball towards the left side. Into Cantfield, and there's a base runner for the Pioneers with two outs in the seventh. A chopper to the hole at short by Derek Schomer. And that'll bring up Preston Veith. Preston has walked and hit back to the pitcher. Are they going to run for Derek here? They will. Alex Barclay. Barclay for Schomer. Hey, trying to maximize their speed out there. If Preston can get a gap maybe and bring their fastest guy off the bench that they've got available. Pioneers have scored so many times from first. They tried to do it last night. Austin got thrown out at the plate on a close play. And Preston takes strike one. We calling that a base hit, Bear? I think that was in the hole enough. Yeah, there goes the runner. The throw to second is to the right of second. It skips away. Barclay, though, will stay right where he's at. A steal for Alex. And now a base hit might get a big run across with two outs. But hits have been hard to come by. A runner at second, two outs. Barclay running at second. Vith at the plate. Big looping curveball was upstairs, well out of the zone there. 2-1 now to Preston. Preston walked in the second, was stranded at third, hit back to Infinger, leading off the fifth. Barclay with a lead. Here's the pitch. 2-1 fastball, a little pop up to short. Indica's there. He's got it. We're going to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance for the Silver Streaks as Brandon Stuckmeyer jogs out, trying to finish what he started. It's Piers 2. Osakis, nothing. He'll face 8-9-1 in Osakis' batting order.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education? Where students move into high school as leaders, Holy Trinity in Piers is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn an environment filled with faith formation, the small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Osakis will send up right fielder Waylon Munzhuber to lead it off. 2-0 Piers, and we're underway, and first pitch is in for a strike. Munzhuber's popped up twice on the infield, once to Cody Kimmon and once back to Stuckmeyer, 0-2. 0-1 pitch from Stuckmeyer. Outside, 1-1. This is the eighth spot in the batting order. Dickman way off the line at third, up on the grass. Here's the 1-1 breaking ball. High, 2-1. Piers has turned two big double plays today. The traditional 6-4-3 ground ball double play and then a fly out throw out at the plate. High and outside, 3-1 to Munzhuber. The Osakis right fielder. Osakis has left seven men on base today against Brandon. Here's the 3-1 fastball right down the chute for a strike. Full count to Munzhuber. Brandon has two strikeouts today, a walk and a hit batter, scattering five hits. The 3-2 fastball, little pop up behind second, and that's down for a hit. Munzhuber singles to right to begin the bottom of the seventh. And that'll bring up center fielder Bauer Klimek. They will run for Munzhuber. Sixteen would be Austin Lennis. Lennis for Munzhuber. A leadoff single now brings up Bauer Klimek, who's got a single to left in the second, a pop to the pitcher in the fifth. Swings and misses, 0-1. This is the 9 spot in the order. So Lennis running at first on a pinch running roll. Foul back, 0-2. Carter Ross on deck. Pierce up 2-0, but the tying runs at the plate here for Osakis. The 0-2 pitch. Just missed wide of the plate with a breaking ball. 1-2 to Bauer Klimek. Both middle infielders, Suska and Kimmon, step towards the bag. Short lead for Lennis. Here's the 2-strike pitch, popped foul. I might have a play on this. Nope, over my head. Still a ball and 2 strikes to Bauer Klimek. Good ball game here this afternoon, and hopefully we've got another one in us tonight. Down in Farming against Albany. Here comes the 2-strike pitch again. Curveball. He checked. He went. He's out. Could not stop the swing as he broke the plane, and it's one out. And the top of the order in the second baseman, Carter Ross. A strikeout and flyouts to right and to left. So a big strikeout there for Stuckmeyer after the leadoff single. And he throws it low, dug out nicely by Kapsner. Unlikely that the pinch runner Lennis will be running. Don't have the luxury of giving up a potential out on the paths now. Here's the 1-0 fastball, high 2-0. On deck is the pitcher Infinger. Two-oh pitch, a little bit high, 3-0. Just pound the strike zone here. 3 balls, no strikes to Carter Ross. In for a strike, 3-1, pop in the mid of Reese Kapsner. One on, one out, bottom of the seventh, Piers leading 2-0 in Osakis. Here's the pitch. Strike 2 is called on the corner. Ross thought he had ball 4. It's a full count now to the Osakis second baseman. Three and two, big pitch here. Fastball rolled up the third baseline. Dickman scoops, throws, and not in time. And it gets by the first baseman, Weiss. That'll be an infield hit with 2 men on. Ross is safe at first. Lennis to second. And the winning run is at the plate now for Osakis. That'll be an infield hit for Ross. Slow roller up to third. So it's first and second with one out. Infinger has an infield hit, a walk, and a ground out. Stuckmeyer delivers and got him to fly to shallow left. Who wants it? Suska in front of Schomer for out number 2. Boy, I thought for a moment they were going to miscommunicate and either bump into each other or peel away at the last moment, and that would have been real trouble. So now it's up to the shortstop, Luke Imdek, with 2 outs. Luke Imdek has a base hit, a fly to center, and a ground to first. 1-for-3. Stuckmeyer starts him low, ball 1. Brandon Stuckmeyer needs 1 more out here as he looks into Reese Kapsner. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball popped out of play. Straight back, a ball and a strike now to the Osakis shortstop, Luke Imdek. If he reaches, Logan Hartshorn's spot is due up, the cleanup batter. First and second, 2 down. Here's the pitch by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Low and away, 2-1. Last night, Maple Lake left the tying run at third in the second game. Lace, base hit down the line to left. Schomer over to cut it off. Lennis scores. It's 2-1. Carter Ross now to second base as Luke Imdek makes it a 2-1 game with a base hit, and Danny Sayers coming out to talk it over on the mound with his guys. I got him at 98. So the conference is over, and Coach Sayre has now headed back to the dugout. So the tying run is at second. The winning run is at first. There are two outs. Imdick at the plate. 0-3 today. First pitch fouled back, and that got Donnie. Ooh. Right off Mr. Peschel's mask. He'll walk that one off. Those Ward Springs kids were always tough, though. So one strike here as Imdick. He's the guy that hit that bullet to short that the Pioneers were able to turn into a double play to end the third. He's their cleanup batter, so he's there for a reason. He hit the ball hard to first. That was misplayed by Veith for an error, leading off the sixth. So Mr. Peschel's ready to go. One strike to catcher Logan Hartshorn with a tying run at second. Two down. Adi is deep in right. Gertz is shading the hitter to the right out in center. The 0-1 setup here by Stuckmeyer. Strike two on the corner called. 0-2 to Logan Hartshorn. Stuckmeyer needs one more strike here. Nothing too fine. Just up, Hartshorn able to check. He was tempted. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, tying run at second, winning run at first, bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1 ball game. Stuckmeyer readies, and he comes home with a breaking ball that got away from Reese. He picks it up. He'll throw to Veith, and the Pioneers have won. Pioneers get the win, 2-1. In the bottom of the seventh inning, it'll be a strikeout throwout to end it. And the Pioneers and Silver Streaks play a dandy of a ball game here in Osakis. It's a 2-1 final.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Final score from Osakis today. Piers 2, Osakis 1. Pioneers win this one despite just four hits today. Two runs, four hits, two errors for the Pioneers. They will leave a total of three stranded. Osakis manages a run on eight hits with one error, leaving nine on base. A complete game victory for Brandon Stuckmeyer today. Brandon strikes out four, walks one, hits one, gives up a seventh inning run, but leaves the tying and winning runs on base to end it with a strikeout. Hunter Infinger, let's talk about him. What a game he played. Outside of the second inning, he allowed one runner. Piers got to him for two runs in the second. Austin Dickman grounded out to short leading off. Then Peter Schomer singled to right, stole second. Cody Kimmon then singled Peter home to make it 1-0. Then Derek Schomer grounded back to the pitcher. A walk to Preston Vithe followed, and then Isaac Oddie hit a chopper to third, and on the play, the throw went wide to first, allowing Kimmon to score to make it 2-0. And that was the score until the bottom of the seventh, when Osakis got a two-out RBI single from Luke Imdick to score pinch runner Austin Lennis to make it 2-1. But then a strikeout ended the ball game as the Pioneers prevail 2-1 in Osakis this afternoon. Pioneers now will get ready, and they'll go down to Farming to take on the Albany Huskies tonight. As the Pioneers' record now goes to 15-1. Osakis 13-3. Osakis has a couple of road games left. This is their regular season home finale. They'll go to Holding Ford Tuesday, to Royalton Thursday. Piers goes to Farming tonight, just south of Albany, to face the Huskies. And then on Monday, they'll go to St. John's University to play Foley. And then Tuesday, they'll host Belgrade Brutinel Rosa for their last conference doubleheaders. So that'll be it. The guys want to get on the bus and get out of here. We got to get back to Farming, Minnesota, and the second half of our doubleheader. Good ball game here. These two teams look like they're ready to make a deep playoff run, a very strong Section 6 AA. Won't be surprised if Piers and Osakis play again at some point down in St. Cloud again. Piers wins 2-1 for their 15th win of the year against just one loss. And we'll be back with you tonight in a couple of hours down in Farming to face the Albany Huskies, weather permitting. We'll see how long Mother Nature holds off here as the Pioneers are packing up and ready to get on the bus. Again, it's a final 2-1 Piers over Osakis on Your Weather Sports.